很可能是这里聚会最后一次有翻译。
Might be the last time that we have a bilingual message with translation here.
因为我们知道下一周开始就会有中文跟英文分别的聚会。
Because starting from next week, we will separate the English meeting and the Chinese meeting.
我们很感谢主，最近有一些家长，有一些弟兄姐妹，为着我们中间年轻人的需要，有一些的祷告以后都有一个感动，
really,
就是知道在这里有一个这样的需要。
I really thank God that many parents and brothers and sisters pray for this English meeting, knowing that we have such a great need here.
所以我很高兴，这一个英语聚会的开始呢，我们为着他们真的需要大家迫切的为他们祷告。
I'm very pleased that because of this creation of the new English meeting, I really hope that everyone will pray.We'll pray for this meeting.
因为圣经告诉我们，孩子们是神赐给我们的产业。
The Bible tells us that our children are inheritance that God gave us.
所以他们在神的心里边是十分珍贵的。
They are really precious in God's heart.
同时在我们每个在这一个大家庭里边的长年纪大一点的也同样需要珍贵宝贝他们。
In the same way, those elder people among us should also treasure them, the young people.
我们要为孩子们祷告，是让他们一个一个的能够被主的爱吸引，成为主在这个时代中的见证。
The purpose we're praying for them is so that they might be attracted by the Lord one by one and become the testimony of this age.
所以我很盼望英语聚会开始的时候，如果我们当中有些人你是习惯或者在学习用英语的，我都鼓励你过去参加跟扶持这般的英语的聚会。
I encourage those people among us who can speak English or who are willing to learn English will go and join this meeting to give your support to the young people.
当然更重要的是祷告，让这般青年人是一个一个自己起来被主的爱吸引。
More importantly is your support in prayer so that the young people will be captured by the Lord one by one.
我记得雅各书有一句这样的话，你来吸引我，我就会快跑的跟随你。
I remember there's a verse in the book of Song of Songs, you come to attract me so that I will run after you.
年轻人或者我们曾经年轻的时候都有这样的经验。
Those young people and even us who once were young have this experience.
当你开始谈恋爱的时候，有一个人被你的心被他吸引住了。
When you start dating someone and your heart is so attracted by him or her.
然后很稀奇，就不用人教你，也不用什么，你总会自己很主动的想尽办法要去见那个人，要去亲近那个人。
And amazingly,You don't need anyone to teach you or to show you. You naturally want to go and see this person or to be close to him or her.
所以圣经中告诉我们，我们与主之间的关系有一件很宝贝的秘密，爱是最短的路。
The Bible tells us the shortcut of the relationship between us and Lord is the love.
如果你还没有堕入与主的这个爱河的里边，
If you haven't fallen in love with the Lord,
我盼望你可以向主求。
I hope that you will ask for the Lord.
因为主本身就是爱的源头。
Because he is the source of love.
我们让他吸引我们的时候，你会知道跟他亲近，跟来讨他的喜欢是一件非常非常喜悦而且是容易的事。
When he attracts us, you will realize that it is such a joyable thing to please him and to be close to him.
另外一件事我也是心里很开心的，就是上个主日我们中间总共有11位弟兄姐妹已经受洗归在主的名下。
I'm so glad about last Sunday 11 brothers and sisters among us were baptized into the name of the Lord.
我自一次他们受洗的时候，我有一个比较 比较深的感动是什么呢？
I had a deep moving this time.
放不住了。因为我要看时间，我常常用过时间。
I need to keep a watch of my time.
然后因为这次刚好有疫情。
Because of the COVID.
有些弟兄姐妹的家里的人有些还没信主的。
Some families of those brothers and sisters are not believers yet.
他们都挺担心的。
So they were worried.
但是感谢主，主的爱激励他们。
It is the Lord's love that has touched them.
他们在这样的时刻仍然愿意用他们的受洗来见证他们愿意跟从主的这个意愿。
They were still willing to testify the Lord with the action of being baptized into the Lord's name.
我们每个弟兄姐妹也要继续为他们祷告。
So I ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for those
brothers. 让他们继续在主的家庭里边成熟成长。
So that they will continue to grow in the house of God.
我想大家都很清楚的就是我们常常看见一种现象是我们不喜欢看见的。
I think we all clear that there's something that we often see but we're not very pleased with.
因为有很多地方他们以为一个人一旦信主了就好像已经结束了某个事情一样。
A lot of people reckon that once you believe in the Lord, you have completed your task.
然后很快的你会发现这帮人就消失了。
And very soon, you find that those people who were baptized disappeared.
但是我们深信说一个人一旦开始愿意把自己交给主来跟从主。
However, we believe that once someone has committed their life to the Lord,
这是一个一生之久的路。
It is a lifelong journey.
会越走越发现这条路有主同在是何等的好。
The more you walk on it, the more you will find that it is so beautiful to be walking with God.
照着世界的标准来说，可能会有一些的难处。
So according to the world's standards, yes, you might encounter difficulties.
但是照着主够用的恩典，我们恰恰会越走越发现，我们跟这位主认识他太慢。
Yet according to His sufficient grace, you will find that it is not enough to walk with Him. You will find more and more of His grace.
而且我们巴不得说能够天天的活在主的面前。
And you will badly hope that you can live in front of God every day.
好，上边跟我今天的讲道没关系的。
So what I've just said has nothing to do with my message.
这是有感而发的。
It is just my introduction.
今天我照着次序是要跟弟兄姐妹一起来交通的是希伯来书第十三章。
According to the sequence, I'm going to share with you on the chapter 3 of the book of Hebrews.
在最近
13,
我开始从第11、12、13来交通这三章的圣经。
I have been sharing with you on chapter 11, 12, and 13 in recent months.
在十一章那里讲到人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Chapter 11 talks about those who does not have faith will not please God.
说到信是未见之事的实底。
Talks about that the faith is being sure of what we hope for.
他那里讲了很多很多在历史长河中那些有信心的伟人或者说平凡人他们留给我们的榜样。
It gave an account of all the historical faithful people or ordinary people to be our example.
在第十二章他就继续的跟我们讲到我们有这许多的见证人我们就要奔那摆在前头的路。
Chapter 12 talk about since we have so many witnesses, we are to run the race laying ahead of us.
我们有一个荣耀的盼望。
We have such a glorious hope.
而且就是这个盼望就是注目仰望在我们的主耶稣的身上。
And this hope is to focus our eyes onto Lord Jesus Christ.
他是为我们信心创始成终的那一位。
He is the author and perfecter of our faith.
在这一个路程的当中，有时候我们会受管教。
During this journey, sometimes we might be disciplined.
所以他就鼓励我们不要轻看父亲的管教。
He asks us not to take light of the disciplines of your father.
再一步他就告诉我们，我们既然有一个这样荣耀的盼望，我们就要追求圣洁。
And now that we have such a glorious hope, we are to pursue holiness.
因为我们乃是要来到天上的耶路撒冷。
Because we have come to the Jerusalem in heaven.
那里有神的诸长子所聚会的总会。
There has the assembly of God's sons.
有那个不能被震动的国。
Has the unshakable kingdom.
这是一个荣耀的盼望。
It is such a glorious hope.
那今天我来到第十三章
Today we've come to chapter
13, 他讲的是爱
talks about love.
所以第一节一开始他就说你们务要存弟兄相爱的心
In the beginning it says keep on loving each other as brothers.
在主吩咐门徒的命令的里边有一条非常非常清晰而且要我们去遵行的。
Among all the commands our Lord gave to his disciples, there's one that's very clear and we all need to obey.
主说我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱。
Our Lord said, I give you a new command to love one another. How I've loved you,Love one another.
你们如果能彼此相爱，世人就会认出你们是我的门徒。
If you can love one another, people will recognize that you're my disciples.
后来那一位被称为爱的使徒约翰也是这样说的。
The apostle of love, John, also said this.
如果一个人不能爱他所看得见的弟兄
，If someone cannot love his brother who he can see,
他就不可能爱。没有看见的神
It is impossible for him to love God who he cannot see.
所以爱神的也必定要爱弟兄
So those who love God must love his brothers.
换一句话讲我们弟兄姐妹之间有没有彼此相爱的心是衡量我们是不是真的爱神的
In another word, whether we love one another can prove whether we love God.
使徒彼得也很在他晚年的时候这样的提醒我们。
Apostle Peter reminded us in his old age.
他说万物的结局已经近了。
He said the ending of the whole world is coming.
所以你们要谨慎自守警醒祷告。
So be cautious and pray fervently.
最要紧的是彼此切实相爱。
And the most important thing is to love God.Deeply one another.
因为爱能遮盖许多的罪。
Because love can cover up many sins.
我们看见真的今天是末后的日子。
We can see that this is the ending time.
万物的结局已经近了。
It's the end of everything.
所以彼得就说你们要互相的提醒要谨慎活在神的面前。
So Peter said you need to remind one another and live in front of God cautiously.
但是他特意的提出说最要紧的是
But in particular he said the most important thing is
就是彼此切实的相爱
That is to love one another.
弟兄姐妹这对于我们处在幕后世代的人是一个非常非常清晰的鼓励跟非常清晰的命令。
This is a very clear encouragement to every one of us.
如果我们很多东西我们说我不懂我也不知怎么做。
If you said, oh, so many things I do not understand how to do it.
使徒们好像在这里告诉我们说
But the apostle tells us here,
你记得你要走在爱的当中。
Just remember to walk in love.
因着爱主的缘故你自动的你会爱周围看得见的弟兄姐妹。
For the sake of the love of God, you will naturally love brothers and sisters who you can see.
那你就一定是走在正路上。
And then you are walking on the right way.
弟兄姐妹如果有一天你对弟兄姐妹的际遇没有感觉了。
Brothers and sisters, if one day you feel indifferent about situations of other brothers
and sisters, 我们就需要求主让我们悔改。
We need to ask God to help us to repent.
使徒保罗也说，
Apostle Paul said,
他说命令的总归就是爱。
The summary of all commands is love.
这个爱是从清洁的心、无亏的良心、无伪的信心产生出来的。
This love comes from a clear conscience, a true love.
当文士法利赛人问耶稣说，律法中哪一个是最重要的时候
？When the scribes and the Pharisees asked Jesus, "What is the most important command in the law?"
耶稣就对他们说。
And Jesus said to them,
尽心尽性尽力尽意的爱主你的神。
To love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength.
其次也相反的就是爱人如己。
And the second is also similar, to love your neighbors.
保罗也在这里告诉我们，这个爱不是一种没原则性的爱。
Paul also tells us that this love is not without principle.
它首先是从清洁的心产生出来的。
First, it comes from a clear heart.
是从无愧的良心产生出来的。
It's a conscience that has no guilt.
是从无伪的信心产生出来的。
A faith that has no fault.
我可以很诚实的向弟兄姐妹说，
I can tell you very honestly, brothers and sisters.
虽然我信主已经这么多年，
although I believed in the Lord for so many years,
但是我也总有失败、软弱、灰心的时候。
But I have times that I failed and I was disappointed.
但是很感谢主，就是周围有一些爱神的人，他们因着主的缘故，他们也在那里爱我、关心我。
Praise the Lord, I have people surrounded me who care for me, who love for me.
我记得我在国内的时候遇见一位长老。
I remember I had met an elder when I was in China.
他是很多信徒所尊重的老人。
He was respected by many, many believers, an old man.
当那个时代被教会被冲击的时候，
At that time when the church was persecuted,
政府的人员对他说，
The government officials told him,
你只要愿意放弃你的信仰，
They said to him, as long as you forsake your faith,
我们会给你最好的工作岗位跟报酬。
We'll give you the best job and the best pay.
因为他们检查了他的出身是贫农。
Because they checked his identity, he was born into a poor
family. 在我们当时来说叫红五类。
And that was a good category of those family.
审查他的一生没有犯罪记录。
They've checked his whole life's record. There is no record of crime.
所以呢，政府的人员对他说，我们的政策也是像你一样的嘛。
So the government official said to him, our policies are same as yours.
那个弟兄的回答，我一直很深的被感动。
I was always deeply moved by his answers to them.
他说，为着我自己，我可以放弃信仰。
He said, for myself, yeah, I could.Forsake my faith.
但是为着我的弟兄姐妹，
But for my brothers and sisters,
我不能。
I could never.
我将会是他们绊倒的原因。
I would become the reason for them to be stumbled.
所以他每次每年的思想报告最后一句都要写，我坚持我是基督徒。
So every year when he submitted his report about his thoughts, he would add one sentence at the bottom of the long report. I
insist on that.
In those environments, he could not do anything else.
但是他记得主说，爱你的弟兄。
Yet he remembered the Lord said, love your brother.
你就是在爱神。
In the same way, you are loving God.
在十三章这里说到，你们务要存弟兄相爱的心。
Chapter 13, keep on loving each other as brothers.
他下边就举到好几个实际生活中的例证。
It cited many practical examples in our daily lives.
不可忘记用爱心接待客旅。
Like,
因为存有接待客旅的，不知不觉就接待了天使。
Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it.
第二个就是
Second thing is,
你们要纪念被捆绑的人， 好像与他们同受捆绑，也要纪念遭苦害的人，想到自己也在肉身之内。
Remember those in prison as if you were their fellow prisoners, and those who are mistreated as if you yourselves were suffering.
其实就是说明说，很多我们周围的弟兄姐妹，他们可能遭遇一些难处，是你所没有遭遇的。
This tells us that maybe some brothers and sisters around you are encountering difficulties that you never experienced.
但是你要常常的记得关心他们，为他们祷告。
But always remember to take care of them and pray for them.
保罗想到教会的事情的时候，他说过这么一句话。
Concerning the matters in the church, Paul said,
他说，有谁跌倒，我不心急，有谁软弱，我不软弱。
He said, when someone falls, how come I would not be concerned? And when someone are weak, is there a time that I'm not weak?
他体贴耶稣基督的心。
He was mindful of the heart of
Jesus. 他也是常常把自己跟他周围的基督徒认同。
And he always identified himself with those brothers and sisters around him.
他说谁软弱我不软弱。
He said, how could I be not weak when someone else is weak?
弟兄姐妹，求主帮助我们。
May God help us, brothers and sisters.
我们有时候自己太刚强了。
Sometimes we are so strong.
我们看到别人软弱，我们不止没有愿意软弱。
When we see other people are weak, not only that we're not weak.
我们只会伸出手指来指责他，批评他。
Instead, we point our fingers to them, rebuking them.
我们常常给人一些道理都对。
We throw a lot of the teaching doctrine onto them. Yes, they're
right. 但是我们里边的生命是错。
Yet our life inside us were wrong.
你要记得纪念那些遭苦难的人。
Remember to help those people who are suffering.
第三点，他又讲到因为彼此相爱的缘故。
Number three, he said because of loving each other.
人人都应当尊重婚姻。
Everyone should honor marriage.
就是说在基督徒彼此相爱的这个事情上，
That is to say, in the matter of loving each other among Christians,
没有半点情欲的东西可以掺杂的。
There should not be anything that is to do with love.
我们也要尊重每个人的婚姻。
We are to honor everyone's marriage.
来扶持，来鼓励他们。
To encourage, to support them.
第四个，
Number four.
不要贪爱钱财。
Do not greed, do not covet money.
要以自己所有的为满足。
Keep your life free from the love of money and be content.
我想这个也是在爱心中，今天我们常常面临的事实。
This is also something we face in our lives.
今天整个世界有一个颠倒的思想。
In this world,A lot of things are upside down.
在外边我还不至于用言语他们讲的这么 明确。
Towards the outside people, I wouldn't speak this clearly.
但我听到很多人如果去中国旅行还是什么回来了。
I heard people coming back traveling from China and when they
actually returned. 我经常听到的是整个中国的人现在只认识钱。
What I've heard is the whole people...The people from China, all they recognize is money.
谈话的内容是怎么赚钱。
The topic is how to make money.
谁拥有多少钱。
Who has how much.
他们把钱成为了整个社会的最高标准。
Money become the highest standard in their society.
最近我听到一个讲道。
I heard of one message recently.
那位讲员这么讲。
The speaker said,
他说今天的人可怜贫穷到只有钱了。
Today, people are so poor to the extent that all they have is money.
但是世界的人竟然会没有想到的，他们所夸耀的东西其实是最不值得的。
Yes, they never realize that what they're boasting of is something that is most unworthy.
难怪主耶稣在路加福音就这么说。
No wonder Jesus said in the book of Luke.
人所尊贵的东西，其实是神以为可厌恶的。
What man values is what God dislikes.
巴不得我们也常常被提醒。
I really hope that we also will be reminded.
世人尊重的，我们不是全盘的接受过来。
What man respects or honors is not something that we should be receiving.
我们有另外一个的价值观念。
We have a different value system.
我们所尊重的是主那一个永恒的生命。
What we honor is the life, the eternal life that God gives us.
在这里他讲了一句非常宝贵的鼓励的话。
Here it gives us a very precious verse.
他说主曾说我总不撇下你也不丢弃你。
He said, God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
所以我们可以放胆说主是帮助我的我必不惧怕人能把我怎么样呢
?So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can man do to me?
必须主先有这一句话进入你的心里。
This word from God must enter your life first.
当你得着这一句话的时候，你真的就能够完全的得着释放。
And once you receive such word from the Lord, you will be relieved completely.
我在读旧约圣经的时候，好几次转移时代的大事件发生的时候
When I was reading the Old Testament, I found that every time big events happen, which changes the ages,
或者神要兴起一个先知的时候，总是会把这句话给他们
Or whenever God is about to raise a new prophet, He will give such word to him.
因为我们知道这个世界是反对神的
Because we know the world is against God.
如果你要跟从神，你就会面临整个世界对你的另眼看待。
If you are to follow God, you will receive resistance.
你就会觉得你很孤立。
You will feel very lonely.
但是这个时候，你要记得，主给你的话必须是成为你的事实。
Yet this time you should remember that the word from God must become a reality to you.
当摩西死了以后约书亚接上来要带领以色列百姓进入迦南地
After Moses died and Joshua rose to lead the people the Israelites into the promised land
他心里肯定满了恐惧
He must have filled with fear
但是主的话就临到他
Then the Lord's word came upon him
对他说
He said,
我不撇下你我与你同在
I will not forsake you I will be with you
所以呢你无论到哪里去我都跟你同在
So wherever you go I will be with you
当主要兴起耶利米以赛亚以西吉这般的先知的时候
When God was raising Jeremiah Isaiah and Ezekiel
那些先知都会说神啊我不敢
These prophets responded to Lord Lord we do not dare
我面对的是这么强大的反对、
I face such big opposition
我什么都不行
I could do nothing
主总是用一句简单的话给他们
Lord always give them a simple word
我不撇下你我与你同在
I will not forsake you I will be with you
这就是我们的祝福
This is our blessing.
所以他下边说只能够说所以我可以放胆的说
So the author says, therefore, we can say this with confidence.
主帮助我的我就没有害怕。
The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid.
如果主帮助我的谁能抵挡我呢
If the Lord is my helper, who can against me?
如果主与我同在我还会缺少什么吗
If the Lord is with me, what else do I lack?
我记得我年轻的时候在中国
I remember when I was young in China.
我在那个时候我觉得前途渺茫
I was feeling very confused about my future.
因为我真的看不见有任何的可能性的前途。
Because I could not see any possibilities or anything in my future.
读书没机会，工作没机会。
I had no chance to study or to have a job.
是围充满了都是对我来说很大的困难。
Everywhere there was difficulties and hardship.
结果那一次我在读耶利米书的时候，我就得到一句主清楚给我的话语。
And then when I was reading the book of Jeremiah, I received one word very clear from the Lord.
他说你为自己图谋大事吗？
He said, do you make a great plan for yourself?
这是我们每个人在困境中都必经的道路。
This is something that we must experience.
我们为自己图谋大事吗？
Do we make a great plan for ourselves?
然后神对他说不要图谋。
And then the Lord said to him, do not plan for it.
我必使灾祸临到凡有血气的。
I will make disaster fall upon those who have breath and blood.
在这个地上不管到哪里，不管在什么时候，都会有难处发生。
Wherever you go, and then no matter when it is, there will be hardship coming upon you.
但是主给了一个应许，很清楚地说。
Yet the Lord's promise was very clearly given.
你不论到哪里去，
Wherever you go,
我与你同在。
I will be with you.
主与你同在预表着什么呢？
What does it mean by the Lord being with you?
在战争的日子，你得着平安。
Which means during the war, you will receive peace.
在饥荒的日子，你不会被饿死。
During the famine, you will not be starved.
当瘟疫的日子临不到你。
In times of plague, it will not come upon you.
因为主在哪里，哪里就是圣地。
Because wherever God stands, there is the holy ground.
你记得主耶稣降生的时候，他的名字就叫做以马内利。
Remember, when Jesus was born, his name is Emmanuel.
就是说他要住在我们里边，与我们同在。
Which means he is to abide in us and be with us forever.
那巴不得我们也能够像这里的作者同样的说。
So I badly hope that we will also be able to say like the author here.
所以我可以放胆的说。
So we say with confidence,
主是帮助我的。
The Lord is my helper.
我必不惧怕。
I will not be afraid.
人能把我怎么样呢？
What can man do to me?
也可以说环境能把我怎么样呢？
The environment, what can it do to me?
因为主与我们同在。
Because the Lord is with us.
我希望你一直记得以马内利。
I hope you can remember always Emmanuel.
主与你同在。
The Lord is with you.
你走到哪里去？
Wherever you go.
我们有时候会说，哇，这些人太聪明了，我根本站在他面前我都羞愧。
Sometimes we may say, these people are so smart, I feel ashamed standing in front of them.
但是你有一样他们没有的。
Yet you have something that they do not have.
你有耶稣啊。
You have Jesus.
他再聪明再智慧，能够比耶稣智慧吗？
Were they smarter or wiser than Jesus?
他再有能力，能够比耶稣还有能力吗？
Would they be mightier than Jesus?
何况主还告诉你，
Let alone that the Lord tells you as well.
如果天父不许可，你连一根头发都不掉地。
If the Lord does not permit, you will not even one single hair will fall on the ground.
所以他一再的说，不要忧虑。
So again and again it says,Do not be worried.
当然我们要保持主与我们同在的这个事实，我们有责任。
Of course, we are responsible for letting the Lord be with us.
就是
Which is?
主是圣洁的。
Our Lord is holy.
我们必须不被罪恶来间隔我们与主的关系。
We shall not allow sin to separate us from the Lord.
我们也不许可我们的不顺服、不遵从，而跟主有生命的间隔。
We should not allow disobedience or dishonoring to separate us from the life of the Lord.
但是我们只要平凡的在平凡的生活中 保持着活在主的面前。
Yet if we keep living before our Lord in an ordinary daily life,
那我们真的就可以全然的安息。
Then we can be restful completely.
因为住在他的里边就是平稳跟安息。
Because dwelling in him is peace, is rest for us.
下边他就再用一句非常宝贵的话来鼓励我们。
There's another precious verse down there.
他说耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Verse 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever.
世上的事情人物不断的在改变。
Things from the world keep changing.
包括我们自己也会常常被会改变。
Including ourselves, we are changing too.
但是有一个最可靠的就是主他的慈爱他的信实他的怜悯他的拯救永不改变。
The most reliable thing is God's love, His salvation, His loving kindness and His mercy will never change.
他说他的信实极其广大。
His faithfulness is so great.
他的慈爱永远长存。
His loving kindness lasts forever.
他甚至说天地都可以废去。
He even said the heaven and earth will pass away.
但是他说过的给你的话一点一画都不会废去。
Yet not even one single dot of God's word will be abolished.
他应许说，还天父给他的羊，他一个都不失落。
He promised that those sheep given to him by Heavenly Father will not be lost, even one single sheep.
我们看见主是这么一位不改变的主。
Our Lord is such an unchanging Lord.
我们的信心就要得到很大的安慰。
Then our faith will be encouraged and comforted.
因为是他能保守我们完完全全的可以站立在他面前直到那一日。
Because it is him who can keep us to stand in front of him until that day.
耶稣基督在我们生命中这个永不改变，我们要思想到有好几个方面。
The unchanging character of Jesus Christ has a few aspects that we can think of.
圣经说到他的名字叫做奇妙。
Bible says his name is called wonderful.
知识。
And the wise
counselor.
The counselor.
永在的父。
The father forever.
和平的君。
The peaceful king.
他是以马内利。
He is Emmanuel.
然后他说过他在地上藉着十字架的救赎，他打通了一条从地往天的天梯。
And through the salvation on the cross, he's opened up a way from earth to heaven.
所以我们在他这些成功的救赎和他应许的许多话里边告诉我们。
So his salvation and his promised words has told us.
就着公义。
According to righteousness,
他从不宽容罪恶。
He will never tolerate sin.
就着慈爱。
According to his loving kindness,
他从不撇弃罪人。
He will never forsake sinners.
所以我们罪人可以靠着他，他会拯救我们到底。
So our sinners can be saved by him forever.
在第十三章这里一开头讲到我们要存弟兄相爱的心的时候。
When it mentions in the beginning of this chapter, love each other as
brothers. 刚才我们讲到提到好几样事情是我们要注意到的。
We mentioned that a few things we need to pay attention to.
同时他也给我们一个很大的鼓励。
And at the same time, we have a great encouragement here.
就是他应许不会撇下我们。
That is, his promise says, I will never leave you and forsake you.
他会与我们同在。
He will be with us.
然后他昨日、今日、直到永远，他都不改变。
And he is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
这是一个何等的救主。
What a savior he is.
是一个让我们在末世能够因他而喜乐而 走在他的平安里边。
Such a savior that we can be joyful for and walk in his peace.
巴不得我们每个弟兄姐妹在这个末后的世代我们都同样的能说。
I hope that all brothers and sisters in this end days, we can all say this.
主曾应许永不离开我。
God promised that he will never leave us.
主曾应许他永不改变。
Lord promised that he will never change.
所以我也不害怕。
So I will not be afraid.
所以我也不被世界所迷惑。
So I will not be deceived by the world.
我只要接受每一个从主那里带给我的今天。
I will just receive from his hand every today.
而且与他同行。
And to walk with him.
活在爱他同时也爱弟兄姐妹的状态中。
Living the status that we love the Lord and love our brothers and sisters.
主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你给了我们何等美好的应许。
For you have given us such good promises.
你爱世上属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
You've loved those who belong to you in the world, and you love them to the end.
你说你的爱永不改变。
And you said your love will never change.
虽然我们可以有失败，有跌倒。
Although we fail and fall.
但主，你会履行你自己的约。
Yet you will carry out your covenant.
你也会继续的在不变的爱中来把我们寻找回来。
And you will continue to seek and find us in your unchanging love.
主，我们有一个祷告。
We have a prayer here.
求你不要放手。
May you do not let us go.
不任我们而去。
Don't let us go.
不让我们被世界迷惑而走开你。
Don't let us be attracted by the world and go astray.
不让我们因世界的艰难而远离你。
Don't let us to be distant from you because of the world.
主，让我们住在你的爱中。
Help us to dwell in your love.
以致我们懂得彼此相爱。
So that we understand to love each other.
主，让你在这里所设立的教会的见证能够来荣耀你自己的名。
May the testimony that you've established here will glorify your own name.
来传扬你自己的福音。
To proclaim your own gospel.
叫众弟兄姐妹在你的家中能够各自找到自己的福分和位分。
So that brothers and sisters will all find their own blessing and their position in your house.
以致主你的爱充满在你的家中。
So that your love will fill your own house.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.